Wednesday, June 22nd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, Town Hall ran an interesting story recently. They got much of their information from the National Institute of Justice, which sits under the jurisdiction of the Department of Justice. Recently, we saw mass shootings take place in Uvalde, Texas, as well as Buffalo, New York. We've seen other mass shootings take place. Interesting statistics points to the fact that the common denominator in all of these mass shootings was suicide.
And had found ways to communicate it. Almost in all the cases, they had leaked out their psychological dilemma in various ways. I was in Israel recently. Do you know how many murders there were the 10 days I was in the nation of Israel? None. Would you like to know how many were in America? We have to ask ourselves a question, why? When I heard about this report, I said, what is the underlying factor? Well, they came and said that the shooters, almost to a person, had manifested and were manifesting suicidal intentions, suicidality, they called it. I was just utterly disappointed when I heard that. But here we are having a debate on gun control, and instead of asking ourselves, why did they want instruments to kill? And will you ever be able to get rid of all the killing instruments? Because the reality is, if someone's suicidal and they want to kill themselves and kill others, they can use a car, they can use a knife, they can use a gun, they can use a baseball bat. The problem is the problem with the heart. What's in our culture that is propagating this prolifically? Well, it's happening all the time. Why? We're in a culture of death. And what Town Hall's study tells us is because everyone is suicidal. Now, let me ask you the question. Why is it that we think if we get rid of the instruments, we'll get rid of the suicidal problem? Why is it they're suicidal? That's what you need to ask yourself. Well, Tom, I would say that, first of all, it's a spiritual issue. We are in a dark, depraved death culture. Our entertainment is absolutely committed to games of violence. Our movies are inundated with it. Here's why. Because we have said no to the light of the gospel, which dismisses the darkness. And the church has gotten into the entertainment business instead of the gospel business. And therefore, we are not bringing the light to men and women, which would bring the light to the culture. That's why we've got this problem today. What we need is the churches to get back on mission, on message, and in ministry. And we need to take a look at why is there this suicidality that is then perpetuating these mass shootings whereby people kill themselves and take out as many as they can with them for their last-ditch effort at significance and fame. Why is that happening? Well, it's a heart problem. But what is contributing to that heart problem? Well, let me go back to our culture. Not only can you see 90%+ are suicidal, you will also find out that 90%+ are coming from broken families. It's almost universally true that they're coming from broken families in which they do not have a father and a mother that is caring for them and raising them. That's just not happening. They are unsupervised, their parents are addicts, or the parents have broken. And we're constantly making fun of the, oh, keep the marriage together for the sake of the children. We said, no, that's not important. Well, now you're seeing the result. For the sake of the children, you need to fulfill your vows in the marriage. And you need to fulfill your vows in the marriage for a number of reasons, not the least of which is to provide a home for these children where they have the parameters of oversight, supervision, responsibilities whereby they're being taught and they're being developed. What are we doing? We not only have broken families, we are breaking up the family structure. We are deconstructing in our progressiveness, and churches that have sold out to the culture are not speaking to the issue. So we look at the absentee father. In fact, that is something that is in the 90th percentile as well. These shooters not only was there a broken family, a broken marriage, but almost universally is a disconnected or an absent father. And so functionally, instead of going back to God's design and creation, he made man, male and female, and he established marriage from which comes a family. Here we are deconstructing families. And so what's the new family? The gang. How do you get in the gang? Violence. There's the new family. And now you've got young people that are being manipulated because they don't have parents in place to watch over them and to care for them. Because now we've redefined the marriage and we've removed a father and a mother with the fabrication of marriage, such as same-sex marriage or polyamory marriage, and all of these perverse notions that are utterly destructive. That's why mass shootings no longer are a startling moment in a society. They have now become commonplace in society. And we think we're going to get rid of them by getting rid of the instruments that are used. Listen, you go have the debate on gun control. Go ahead and have the debate. But what you're doing is missing the issue. The issue is the hearts of these young people. To get to the hearts, we've got to put them in the right environment God created for them. Not only have they been created in the image of God, he has created family out of the foundational institution of the marriage. And I would just like to say, Tom, this is an unbelievable opportunity for Christ Church. As we preach the gospel, whereby hearts are changed, and that's what these acts are, heart issues. We not only preach the gospel, we preach the whole counsel of God so that we disciple people. And when you are saved, here's what a marriage looks like. Here's what a family looks like. And here is God's family, whereby God's family reaches out to those who are in extended singleness or temporary singleness, to those who are widowed, to those who have been disconnected so that they are brought into the family of God. In other words, we develop wholesome, meaningful, truth-oriented, love-saturated relationships. This is our opportunity. Build gospel marriages, gospel families, and a gospel church that's the family of God that reaches into society so that men and women are brought to Christ and enfolded into the family of God and then equipped to establish their own families to the glory of God. There's no shortcut to this thing. You can outlaw 44s, you can outlaw assault rifles, you can do all of those things. Have that debate. I'll give you that debate. But the reality is the underlying factor is not the weapon they had. The underlying factor was the despair in their heart we call suicidality. And where did that come from? From the absence of meaningful relationships in the context of the institution of creation, the family. Where will the answer come from? The institution of redemption, the church, as we make disciples with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the whole counsel of God. And as we do that by the redeeming power of God's grace, it will also overflow into the society and in common grace, whether people are believers or not, they will value once again what God has created, and that is marriage between a man and a woman for life, and the family whereby those in the marriage take care of the children that come through the marriage or that are brought into the marriage through adoption and providing that stable unit of every society. If we continue to destroy the family, the society will be destroyed, not only with mass shootings, but with the underlying darkness that leads to despair throughout society.
Pastor Reeder's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12-sermon series album, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, is yours by going to briarwood.org/7essentials. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.